In 1997, Mobility International USA started the Women's Institute of Leadership and Disability, or the WILD program. Participants from across the globe come to Eugene to network and strengthen leadership skills. After waiting 3 years to gather enough funding to host the 2019 cohort, over 20 women delegates with disabilities are in town with the goal to increase accessibility in their home countries. KLCC's Mallory Begay reports.
This year's WILD program was highly competitive, with over 400 applicants. A few of the countries represented are Uruguay, Kyrgyzstan, Sierra Leone, and Sidoni Ndwamana's home country of Burundi.
It has been amazing, this program. I have learned so much.
For the purpose of this interview, two sign language interpreters translated for Ndwamana. Ndwamana is a sign language coordinator and head of social affairs for a deaf women's association where she advocates for inclusive education and literacy.
I saw the suffering and the struggle of many deaf women in my country. I saw a lot of pregnancies. I saw a lot of rape. I saw a lot of challenges with communication, the problems with education. HIV is a very serious problem for women in my country, and so many women there have AIDS.
WILD applicants are required to be involved with organizations already doing work in their country. They also commit to following through on strategic plans they make during the program. And Ndwamana wants to focus on education and independent living.
Currently, I teach deaf women how to sew clothing, which means they can then make a living for themselves by selling that clothing. And really, I'm trying to become the best leader that I can so that I can then influence and make an impact and motivate other women in my country to become the best leaders that they can as well.
While the WILD trainings are intensive and include topics like international affairs, human rights, and violence against women, they also get the chance to take part in team-building exercises. Today, they're playing wheelchair rugby at the YMCA.
Only a couple of these women actually use wheelchairs. A lot of them walk, but with crutches. Then we have blind women and deaf women.
That's program director Cindy Lewis. She watches as delegates in blue and yellow jerseys race back and forth on the court, passing around a volleyball.
Everything we're doing here is building the concept of working together, because what we know is that when people with disabilities work separately, the blind people work for the blind people, the deaf people work for the deaf people, nothing happens.
Well, it's technically a lesson in partnership. Lewis says it's a fun sport.
To keep your own passion alive, to keep your own power, you have to do some fun things, and you have to take care of yourselves, and we have to take care of each other.
After an intense last play with the blue team taking the win, I caught up with Beyza Unel, a delegate from Turkey. She's a clinical psychologist and a board member for advocacy groups for women and youth.
When you have a disability and when you are a woman, you are less likely to be taken seriously, for example. I mean, people might more likely to see you like a child who should be protected. They might also think that you cannot take your own decisions.
In Turkey, Unel says independent living is more restricted, making it difficult for people with disabilities to access healthcare, education, and employment.
We don't have any state support for personal assistance. We don't have many accessible housing. We don't have accessible transportation, so people cannot really live independently.
Unel says she can help her home country with what she's learning this week in Eugene. And so far, Unel, who has muscular dystrophy, says she's already inspired.
I believe that we are all strong women who are dealing with many different, but at the same time, similar challenges. But, I mean, we all have different solutions to those challenges.
Susan Dunn is co-founder of Mobility International USA. She says the three-week-long program is crucial for delegates, not only for the skills they gain, but for the chance to visit an accessible city.
So they're riding the LTD bus system. They see disabled people in wheelchairs can use public transportation. They're going to see disabled kids and how they are in regular schools.
At the end of the program, Dunn says the delegates will receive a grant to help fund initiatives toward human rights policies and advocacy.
They're moving from inclusion to infiltration. They're infiltrating the women's programs, the human rights programs, the international development program, because disabled women and girls should be an integral part of all the programs that are making changes in the world.
Ideally, Dunn says the program would be an annual event, but they don't have the budget for it. She says as a woman with a disability herself, she has an immense amount of respect for this year's group, who are already leaders in their own right. Mallory Begay, KLCC News.